All right, I got some old guy news for you.
Okay.
I need to talk. You know, we always talk about celebrities and what's going on in their world. And, you know, we never acknowledge the older set of celebrities that I think need to be acknowledged today. So should we do with a serious one first and end on a high note, end on a joke?
Yeah, serious first.
Okay. Okay. So the serious story that's going on that you might have heard by now is about Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little deeper dive into the story that you might not have heard that I thought we should discuss. So Bruce Willis came out this week and said that he has aphasia. And as a result, he's going to step away from acting.
Mm.
And everyone's like Googling aphasia. Do I have it? Aphasia. What is it? So here's a simple explanation. So aphasia affects the part of the brain that has to do with memory and sometimes language. So people with aphasia, they don't have a memory, but they also can't speak. So that's those two things that are really important if you're an actor. You got to be able to speak and remember your lines. Those are two very important things.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you're interested, the difference between aphasia and dementia is that aphasia affects a very specific part of the brain and dementia affects the cells in the entire brain.
Got it.
So they're different. So, you know, so we're like, oh, wow, he has aphasia. He's stepping away. Oh, sad. But if you do a little bit of a deeper dive into the story, which, you know, I always do because I need to know more. Like, that's not enough information. Like, aphasia, you didn't know about what's going on. Like, this is not new information for you. So it turns out that Bruce Willis made 22 films in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
14 of them were released in 2020, and 8 more of them are in the works right now. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, hang on a minute, this guy's got aphasia. How is he so prolific? 22 films. I have several answers for you. The first one is that the majority of the films, if not all of them, are what they call geezer teasers. Have you heard about that before?
I thought that's what your name is.
That was my name in high school.
You were geezer teaser.
He's a geezer teaser. Also known as a sugar baby. No, actually, a geezer teaser is a term in film that is basically like they find an older actor who's like super famous, like Clint Eastwood, or they did it recently with Liam Neeson. Now they've done a bunch of them with Bruce Willis,
mm-hmm.
where they take an actor that is really well known, tried and true, and the dude's usually in his 60s or older or better, and they want the audience to think, oh, it's a Bruce Willis movie, or oh, it's a Liam Neeson movie. But the truth is, the dude is only in like a couple of scenes. He's not even a secondary character. He's barely in it. They get paid about $2 million to show up and shoot like for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for example, like one of the geezer teasers that Bruce Willis is in, he's in it for 7 minutes, like 7 entire minutes. And that's it. But when they cut the movie trailer together, it's all Bruce Willis. You're like, wow, this is a new Bruce Willis film.
Got it. So when you see it, you're pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pissed. And I'm sure we've all been through this before, especially if you're a horror film fan like I am. I've been to many horror films where they're like, you know, starring and it's some big name. You're like, oh, cool. And then you find out he's in like one scene.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wait, this is not a Samuel L. Jackson movie. He was a picture on a wall. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't in this.
Right.
But they get paid a lot of money. And there's a particular filmmaker that is sort of known for that. And Bruce Willis kind of hooked up with him because every time he does one of these movies, it's 2 days of work. It's $2 million. It's the easiest money in the world. So he has been going through this aphasia. It started actually not too long ago, and it's been progressing over time. So there's this director, Mike Burns. This is his first film. It's the first film he's ever directed, and Bruce Willis is in it. This is a really big deal for the dude. And it turns out he's learned firsthand that Bruce Willis has this aphasia, and it's affecting his performance. Here's a little bit of a clip of him being interviewed recently on GMA.
He was having some trouble getting some lines out right, and we did have to repeat lines multiple times to get the performance out, and it seemed like there was something bigger going on.
Yeah, so this has been going on for a while, and the way Bruce Willis has been handling it, he's got two ways that he handles it. One is he has a personal assistant he's had for many, many years, and he pays his personal assistant an additional $200,000 per film to come on the film with him and be his entourage and kind of like guide him through, like, come sit here, go do this, don't do that.
Mm.
You know, so that way nobody really knows. It's like the assistant is kind of like, hey, Bruce, you were going to go sit in that chair right there, weren't you? Yes, I was. Okay, there you go. You know, so it seems like it's totally, totally normal. Nothing wrong with him. And then he also has another actor. It's an actor who was on one of the sets that he gave a producer credit to, that he was paying about a little over $4,000 to whisper the lines into a microphone that Bruce Willis had in an earpiece.
Mm.
So there's a screen cap of it that's kind of going around the internet right now where you see Bruce Willis and he's all cut up because of the scene, and Chad Michael Vincent, whoever his name is standing over him, and they're having this intense scene. And you can see, if you look closely, is a little earpiece in his ear that they will probably Photoshop out later, where this actor is telling him what to say.
Mm. Yeah, because you really can't hide that 100% until you Photoshop right. it. I mean, they don't have really inner ear monitors yet, so you see a little bit of it.
Right. I think part of it also, you know, if you think about the film world, especially a lot of the kind of stuff that Bruce Willis does, maybe he's playing an FBI agent, so it's not weird if he has like an earpiece, like, you know, go for McCoy, like that kind of thing. But here's the thing that I think made him step away from acting, because this is being reported by the armorer of one of the films that he was on, and now the director and the producer have all come forward and said this did happen. One of the producers is denying it, but everybody else on set was like, no, we were there, this happened. So it was a film that he was doing called Hard Kill, another one of these geezer teasers where he's only in like a tiny bit of it. He plays the dad of a girl who's been abducted. And there's a scene where the girl is being held captive and all the abductors around her with guns. And Bruce Willis's character shows up with a gun and is like, you know, drop your weapon, whatever.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. The problem is, because Bruce Willis is having this aphasia and he's not quite understanding the order of things and he's not quite connecting to what's going on around him, he pulled the gun up and he shot the gun.
Oh, no.
Before saying the line. Yes, that's the thing. You're not supposed to fire a gun.
Something right. like that.
Yes, exactly. That's what happened. He's supposed to say the lines first and then shoot the gun. Mm. He just started shooting the gun without saying anything. And that was the point where, I guess, his family said to him, you're now putting other people at risk. This is too dangerous. You know, he's an action hero.
Right.
He's not going to suddenly show up and do grumpy old men, grumpier, even grumpier old men. I don't even know which one they'd be up to now. You know, he's an action hero, so he always has a gun in his hand. It's too dangerous now. And I guess his family and his wife finally sat down with him and said, listen, I think this is it.
Could it be COVID fog? I mean, I think that's a real thing, that we really don't know what the effects of COVID are long term. And they call it COVID brain or COVID fog. That
yeah.
you just forget things all the time.
Right. But the difference is, when you have COVID fog and then you go into a neurologist, I don't think they could look at your brain and see the same damage in the areas of the brain that cause aphasia.
Mm-hmm. I think it's COVID fog.
Well, I mean, so far that's not being reported, and I don't see why they wouldn't.
I'm reporting it, not anybody else.
This specific brain disorder, you know, according to experts, medical experts, the way that you end up with this type of aphasia is a stroke, a tumor, a head injury, or some kind of damage. Like Gabby Giffords, who was wounded in that shooting in 2011,
mm-hmm.
she has aphasia because she was shot in that part of her brain.
Got it. So
yeah.
Could he have had a stroke and not known that he had a stroke?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no question. But that's not my theory. My theory is that, remember, he's been an action hero for a really long time, and he does a lot of his own stunts. I guarantee that dude has been hit in the head many times, the same way that football players get hit in the head as part of their job. You know what I mean? I don't think he's been severely injured, but he has had injuries over the years from the action movies that he's done. And I think, in my opinion, this is, I don't know Bruce Willis. I've never treated him. This is not my medical opinion. This is just my pop culture opinion. I think that he has the same type of head injury over time because of being an action hero that an athlete might have, just being, you know, having your brain just shaken around for hours a day, days on end. So that's my first old man story. In my second old guy story, let's talk about Christopher Walken. Now, Christopher Walken is another actor, except he's much older. So Bruce Willis, I think, is like in his late 60s. I want to say like 67. Christopher Walken is 79.
Yeah, he's 120.
Yeah, yeah. But he's, you're right. He's 79 going on 120. When you hear him talk, you're just like, whoa, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's still in great shape. He's still making movies. As far as we know, his physical condition is pretty good. So he's still working. And he's Christopher Walken, you know.
And he's in a new show called The Outlaws, which is freaking amazing. It's a great show.
Yeah, I've been hearing really great things about it. And his co-star in it, Stephen Merchant, who's like a really famous British comedian. And if you're a fan of like of any British TV, you know exactly who Stephen Merchant is, because he's worked a ton with Ricky Gervais, and he's written like all your favorite shit that you've seen in, if you watch British programming, he's probably written it. So he's a well-known comedian and well-known writer. So, so he's doing this show with Christopher Walken. And he was being interviewed about it. And they were like, wow, Christopher Walken, like, you know, legend, The Deer Hunter, all those movies that he's done over the years, and the Woody Allen movie and More Cowbell. And he's an icon. He says, yeah, you know, but we had to fax him the script. Christopher Walken doesn't have a cell phone, doesn't have a computer, doesn't know how to work a computer, doesn't know how to work a cell phone, an iPad. He's a total Luddite. He has no technology whatsoever. So, you know, me again, like I need to know more.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some investigation, some research, and I found that he had done this little interview with Stephen Colbert that I don't remember this getting any attention, except for like the Hollywood Reporter wrote a little something about it. But for some reason, this didn't go viral. And I feel like it should have. Here's a piece of that interview, because it's kind of shocking why Christopher Walken is not into technology.
I just got to it too late. You know, I think I'm right at a certain age where it just passed me by. And I never got to involved in it, because it would be strange to have, you know, any 10-year-old be much better at it than I am. So the other thing is, you know, cell phones and that sort of thing, it's a little bit like a watch. If you need one, somebody else has got it.
So there you go. That's your old guy news for the day.